The Lord be with you. Let us pray. In the beginning, your Spirit moved over the face of the waters, but now in these latter days, you have visited us with your Son. In our own time, you gather us around word and sacrament, your means of grace. In our own time, your Spirit moves us to be the people of faith. You have brought us to this place where we explore the frontiers of learning, where your Spirit ignites us as your people. The wind you create rubs against chimes which sound out remembrance for those who have died while being students at St. Olaf College during these 138 years. For this grace, we give you thanks. Today, let your Spirit stir compassion among those who respond to the devastation inflicted during these days of terrible storms. Let your Spirit stand with those who grieve terrible loss. Move us individually and corporately to be agents of grace in the world. Amen.
Our reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Tomorrow is November 1st, and it is also All Saints' Day, which means that tomorrow, if you are in chapel, you'll be invited to come forward and take a small candle and light it and put it on tables in the front and stand around here. We'll stand around the altar table and the font and our burning candles, and we'll say prayers and we'll think about those people in our families and those people who are in our circle of friends who've died. And we will honor them and remember them and pray for them. It's called All Saints' Day. We thought that it would be nice today for us to think about those people who have died as part of our St. Olaf community. We have a wind chime tower in the middle of our campus. If you go out those doors, you run right into it. It's beautiful. The chimes ring out with gentle chords when there's a light breeze. And the tower reminds us of something important, that there's the full experience of life and even of death here at St. Olaf.
When we walk beneath the wind chimes and we look up to read the names listed, sometimes we may find the desire to learn more about these people and about who they were during their lives. This, of course, is a fairly easy task with our access to the internet, which leads us to archives of obituaries. But unfortunately, this is where our wealth of knowledge runs a bit dry. With obituaries, we are limited to dry lists of students' names, ages, and causes of death. Maybe there'll be a sentence describing their qualities and interests. But one sentence expected to capture someone's entire life? Somehow that doesn't seem very fair to me. Because really, there was so much more to these students than the who, what, where, when, why aspects of their lives. They were people, just like you and I. People with strengths and weaknesses. It leaves you wondering about what their personalities were like. Where do they prefer to study? Were any of them in love? What were their favorite foods? Maybe one of them would eat a hamburger and french fries every day, despite his friend's fruitless attempts to get him to try something new from the Grange line. This is the kind of information not made available to daily newspapers. So you may be wondering how you can remember and honor our beloved pastoles and celebrate their lives. Because as we can acknowledge tomorrow, they are very fragile. My advice, celebrate life by living. Immerse yourselves in all things St. Olaf. Borrow a calf tray and sled down Old Main Hill. Rejoice in the occasional campus smell of malt meal. Or, my personal favorite, sing along to Yaya, at least once. Once upon a time, the students we are remembering today were in our shoes, taking part in the same activities. And by carrying on these St. Olaf traditions, we're honoring their memories, just as future Olies will do the same for us when our time on the hill ends. Thank you.
One interesting aspect of our society today is that it seems like we're constantly celebrating life. From a whole family getting together to celebrate a newborn, to a bunch of friends getting together to eat some surely very nutritious cake. We are all very adept at celebrating life. But on the flip side of this, it seems like we just don't have that much experience talking about or really discussing death. It seems like it's just far more comforting to simply not think about death, just put in the back of our minds, and it seems like that's the path that most of us choose. I know I do. A recent poll showed that death is the 9th biggest fear of the average American, 9th, after both relationships and children. Although I can kind of understand children are kind of terrifying, but like, how can that be? This, you would think that this must stem from our hesitance to even talk about the subject. In fact, it's hard for me to even imagine a death of a peer during my time at St. Olaf's. In preparation for this talk, I read over a bunch of emails that Pastor Benton sent out in 2001 regarding the death of a student. You know, these were short emails, just 3 or 4 paragraphs, but they were very moving and powerful. I mean, our whole campus just was recently enthralled in a saga about a feral kitten. So you can't even imagine what a death would have in our very tight-knit community. Although we might not realize it all the time, all of our lives are they intersect all the time and they're very intertwined. And just one member's death would surely have an undeniable ripple effect. And while we surely all have experience with death in some way, with a family member, with a friend, maybe with a pet, it's undeniable that the famous St. Olaf bubble shields us from this. Just speaking for myself, I'm pretty confident in the fact that nothing ever really goes wrong here. And we don't ever really think about how our lives as St. Olaf students could be drastically altered by a tragic event like this. And that's why our wind chime tower is so uniquely wonderful. An unfortunate consequence of death, and Elise kind of touched on this, is that we only think about how someone died, where someone died. Their life becomes an obituary, which is, you know, no matter how well written that obituary is, it's just a small snapshot of what surely was a wonderful and amazing life. Our wind chimes don't simply commemorate that someone has passed while being a student at St. Olaf College. It's so much more than that. The chimes are a constant reminder that these students will always, they'll always be a part of the St. Olaf family. The chimes commemorate each student's time here on the hill while also acknowledging that death is and will continue to be a part of the St. Olaf experience. I live in Melby this year, and sometimes when it's quiet, which is a lot in Melby, and late at night, and I'm doing my homework, I can hear the chimes blowing in the wind, and I really love this. It helps me remember those individuals who left the hill just a little too early, while also helping us to realize that we will all be members of St. Olaf community. Not just us, not just people in this room, everyone who has come to St. Olaf before and will come to St. Olaf in the future will always be a part of our St. Olaf family. And that's what the wind chimes commemorate, through life and through death. Thank you.
Elise and Marty and I chose a scripture reading from Hebrews. I read it just a minute ago. It's really a pretty amazing text. It describes a stadium. So I want you to picture with me a huge stadium. And in the middle of the stadium, there's a track. And we are described as the runners. We're running our race. And it says that we really wouldn't be able to complete our race if it weren't for all of the people in the stands cheering for us. Now, it isn't just people in the stands that we know, it's people like Moses and Abraham, people who've lived before us, people of great faith who've died, who are cheering for us, and that cheering squad is what enables us and allows us to run our race. I like to think of the wind chime as a bit of a cheering squad. It is a circle of great cloud of witnesses for us here at St. Olaf. So when you walk underneath and there's a gentle breeze and it's making a beautiful chord, imagine that that is our great cloud of witness and they are cheering us on so that we can continue to run our great race of faith.
Let the creative wind of God give you deep peace as you go out to serve. Amen.